Good morning, welcome to the Full Tonness Breakfast on Soundart Radio 102.5 FM with myself, Peter Sherrin, and it's the last one, as far as I know. Who knows, things might change in the future, but yeah. Stepping back, Julie Mullen is taking over the show next week. And, well, today is the Friday feeling. We are going to be joined by Katie Whitehouse, and she has brought a whole bunch of tunes with her. And Hugh Nankerville may possibly, I'm not making any promises, but he may be coming in later on with a song that he's currently writing. I do know that we have to be patient for Hugh because he has had the COVID. And I think some effects of cut in, which is making him very tired and that sort of thing. So it will be awesome if he makes it, but we'll see. In the meantime, the weather. What is the weather today? It is, I haven't even looked. I got to be completely honest with you. Any fog or low cloud will clear during the morning to leave a largely dry day with some sunny spells, becoming cloudy with some patchy light rain or drizzle across Cornwall during the afternoon. Don't care about Cornwall, folks. Feeling warm, maximum temperature 22 degrees centigrade. Tonight, staying cloudy in the west with some fog over hills and windward, whatever, you know, weather. It's going to be weather, isn't it? It looks like it's going to be sunny this morning, and it looks like it's clouding over this afternoon. That is the short cut and thrust of it, and it's still going to be reasonably warm. So that's the weather done. There is no traffic to worry about, so we can ignore the traffic. It's normal. Last one. What a shocker. I'm a bit surprised, actually. It sort of rolled in really quickly since I decided that it's time to cut back a little bit. But you'll be in the very capable hands of Julie from next week, and it'll be a different format. It'll be new. It'll be exciting because Julie Mullen is exciting. But I do have to thank everybody that has taken the trouble to join me on the show. We've spoken to almost everyone over the last, 16, 17 months? Pretty much during the pandemic. So, you know, there's so many to thank because so many people have been on. We've had Caroline Bowden, who was the MEP for the region. We've had Anthony Magnall, our MP for the region, several times. We've had the local councillors. We've had Jackie Hodgson, Victoria Trowe. John Birch has been on several times, and the wonderful Georgina Allen, she's been on loads of times. And we've also had local characters. The wonderful John Anderson has been on a lot. Johan Van Ass has been on. It's been great. We've had the cinema. I'm just listing now because so many people have been on. We've also had some great musical artists, Kim Way. There's Billy Bottle. There's been so many that I can't name everybody, and it's just been a joy. And also, very sadly, Jonathan Cooper, who has been on the show, died last weekend. That's a bit very sad. So, yeah, it's been quite a few months of excitement, and it's been a joy to do the show as well. But we've also had some sort of very serious things, although it's a glib program, I would say. It has had its moments of serious. We've had Nick Bilbra on, and we've gone over several times to speak with people in Palestine live on the show. And I think those are the bits that will stick in my mind because they were so poignant. But it's also a lighthearted show, and today is a lighthearted show because it is the Friday feeling when Katie Whitehouse comes in and brings music which she really knows about. And we also get the joy of Hugh Nankerville has been writing songs on a Friday morning, literally over a period of an hour and a half, because the alarm goes off first thing in the morning for me. And I scour through the news items of the day trying to find something crazy for him to write a song about. And then he does. I send him a link to whatever that story is. and he gets writing, and he's come up with the goods several times. I think we've had about 20, maybe even 30 songs from Hugh written during the show and played at the end of it, which I find amazing. But let's get started with the music from this morning and welcome in Katie just after this. And this is called Where Are You Tonight, I Wonder? And this is June Tabor. June Tabor, Where Are You Tonight, I Wonder? And that was chosen by Katie Whitehouse, who's right here, right now with us this morning. Good morning, Katie.
Hello, Peter.
Are you moving the furniture or something?
Yeah, that's Martin in the background. He likes to draw attention to himself because I'm, you know.
It does.
Yeah, live on radio. It's a good time to move loads of boxes around the room.
Yeah, thanks, Martin. Is he going to respond?
I won't tell you what he's doing now.
All right. Let's make sure we stay within Ofcom rules. And
okay, well, at least it's audio. You didn't see what he just did.
Anyway. Right, okay, yeah, fair enough.
Hair-raising stuff.
So why do you choose June Tabor, the legendary June Tabor?
Oh, well, that is one of my favourite songs. And I thought today, if this is to be our finale episode, I thought I'm actually going to play just some of my favourite songs ever, whilst, of course, reflecting on the week and looking ahead with my wonderful artist. But I just thought a nice opportunity to just play stuff that I really like.
Good plan.
And June Tabor, I mean, her voice is extraordinary, but that is one of my favourite songs. I love some of the lines in it really, really caught me. The face in the mirror is the one face I know. My heart is in no danger, but I'd still like to know. You know, where are you tonight, I wonder? It's like I think we've always all must have had that feeling of loss and grief of someone and wondering where they are and who they're with. And even when you're over it, you can still sometimes wistfully wonder those things. And I loved that song so much, I arranged it did an a cappella arrangement of it for Strange Angels, one of the groups that I've been in and written for. And yeah, I was trying to find that version of it, but I don't think we recorded it, but we did it live quite a few times.
Right. Yeah, that's the sad thing about performing live, isn't it? There's often a thing after things are finished and you think, I've got no record of that.
Yeah, it's true. I have the record of it only in my heart.
Ah, there you go. So it's actually self-fulfilling, effectively.
But June Tabor's voice is just extraordinary, and I've been reading about her. She said that when she was really little, I went and locked myself in the bathroom for a fortnight and drove my mother mad. Learning folk songs and singing them, and she says that's how I started singing, learning songs note for note, twiddle for twiddle, and if I hadn't heard her, she's talking about Anne Briggs, actually. If I hadn't heard Anne Briggs, I'd probably have done something entirely different. So how inspired she was by an earlier, you know, English folk singer, Anne Briggs. I don't know if you know her, but really, really worth looking into. Who actually isn't that well known, but inspired so many others. You know, June herself, the Watersons, Jimmy Page, Bert Jansch. Just extraordinary. So, but I just love that knowledge that if June hadn't listened to Anne Briggs, then she might not have become the singer that she was, the inspiration that she's been to other people. So
it's weird what can kick something off, isn't it? Doesn't take
it's
much.
It's so weird. Yeah, yeah. So interesting.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And Steely Dan, why you're a bit of a Steely Danner, aren't you?
I'm a real Dan fan. It's like, and this is, it's really hard for me to pick one song because I listen to Steely Dan a lot, but I picked, I settled on Hey 19, which is a song from Gaucho, a great, great album. And it's got Ricky Don't Lose That Number and Peg on it, which are fantastic, fantastic, fantastic songs and music. But Hey 19, it's quite a squalid song. And I think, Steely Dan are able to sing about really quite unnerving and often quite creepy things. I think partly because their lyrics are so, it's hard to decipher, but this one's more obvious than most. It's a kind of really squalid centerpiece of the Gaucho, which kind of concept album that is Gaucho. And it's the protagonist in the song is a pathetic, aging guy lusting after a 19-year-old, we kind of assume, on the dance floor. So, yeah, Hey 19, here you go.
Hey
I'm not an advocate for that.
What?
Oh, I mean, I am an advocate for that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, oh, sorry. Right. I thought you were
saying,
yeah.
you're an advocate for, because you said that strangely for the audience. They're probably going, what's she talking about?
I said it strangely.
The point being,
why play 21 notes when one will do?
Yes. Yeah.
We were just talking about the tightness of.
Yeah.
That Steely Dan's production.
That very cool keyboard solo at the end of that. Awesome.
I'm a massive fan of Gary Katz, you know, their producer who produces most of their records. And
that's only because you're mates with him.
Yeah.
Dreadful name dropping there.
I wasn't going to say that. I just said I'm a fan.
Yeah, but I caught you out. I knew where you were coming from there.
So rude. Just because this is the last show doesn't mean you can be rude to me the whole show. Oh no! That's what you always do anyway.
That's true. Yeah.
So no change there then.
Yeah. Right. So with Gary Katz, what is it about you that appeals so much as a producer?
What is about me that appeals to him as a producer?
That's not what I said.
It's kind of what we were just saying, that how he and the band, you know, they will only settle for exactly perfection.
And, you sound like a chocolate biscuit bar then for a second.
pick up a piece of perfection.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's that, it's the detail, you know, that's why, I mean, Gaucho, as we were just saying, it's like, it's hit after hit. And I listen to that album and then I'll just put it back to the beginning and listen to it again. And it's not just, I love that, I'm intrigued by their lyric. I love Donald Fagen's vocal. I love all the vocal, the Steely Dan vocal. I think it's the details. It's that little details that spring out at you, like that one note that springs out as a surprise, but in a perfect way.
Mm, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Very, very jazzy.
That's one big fan of Gary. Yeah.
So, well, we got lots of music here. We're not going to get all this in, Katie. We really aren't. fourth day prayer. I don't know Alison Russell.
Okay, Alison Russell is an extraordinary singer-songwriter, and I love her story. It took her quite a long time to tell her story and to sing it. I mean, when she was ready to sing her own full story, I mean, this is her debut, from her debut solo album, Outside Child, which came out just in July this year. And she's in her late 30s, I think. And the whole album sings about, she tells the story of her she speaks really bluntly about sexual abuse by her adoptive father, and she spells it out. Father used me like a wife, mother turned the blindest eye, stole my body, spirit, pride, he did each night. It's like, it's so blunt, and yet in this song, the way Alison delivers it and sings it, and throughout the album, she also sings about deliverance and redemption. So it's not, it's really absolutely not a song, an album of a victim. It's about how her journey and the places and the people and that she met because of her journey and the realization she had that helped her survive and claim herself and her freedom. It makes this as an album of strength.
Like a document, almost.
Strength and affirmation. So anyone who's been through that kind of experience should listen to this album and this song in particular. But also, if you haven't been through it, it's really important to think about, because it happens, it continues to happen, and it's part of people's lives. So this, Alison absolutely sings for her soul. It's like brilliant, not a victim at all.
I was the queen of Westmount Park. It was all mine after dark. Gold willow tree, it was my throne. Till I went home. Father used me like a wife, mother turned the blindest eye, stole my body, spirit, pride, he did each night. It's one for the hate that loops and loops, two for the poison at the roots, three for the children begging, four for the day we're standing in the sand. Ooh. at me, I want to understand. From the coast of Africa to the hills of Grenada to the cold of Montreal, that whip still falls. It's one for the hay that loops and loops, two for the poison and the roots, three for the children breaking through, four for the dialer standing.
Fourth Day Prayer, Alison Russell. And yeah, well, quite a subject that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really brave and done in such a brilliant way, you know. Really, really good. Really important that we talk about these things, and that's what art, really good art does, isn't it? It says, it speaks what's inside someone, and it speaks what's around us all as well.
It addresses things. It can be incredibly influential, especially to someone growing up and learning about the world as other people see it.
Yeah. And then you look at, you know, what she says about that, about her life. You know, she learnt to be strong through what happened to her. Mm. I think it's really... Yeah, really interesting.
Not but, the way, you know, most people would want to get strong, but yeah.
No.
Absolutely.
No.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, she says, I just felt that because I can sing about it, I have to.
Yeah.
And that was like she was driven eventually to spill, you know, the story.
Well, it also must have been, I don't know, a revelation getting it out so powerfully as well.
Yeah, cathartic.
That's the word I was looking for, and it didn't come to me. I so value your assistance on this show.
That's what I'm here for.
It's my lexicon.
Yeah. I'm your lexicon. Oh, lexicon of love. I should have included that. Oh well, never mind. Too late.
I'm glad you didn't. Hollywood Town.
who's
David Mannion?
David Mannion is an American singer-songwriter and guitarist who I would never have discovered if Reg Muros hadn't been assigned to do record with Stockfish Records in Germany, which is about 4 years ago. He went over to do that, and I was really intrigued by Stockfish Records. They are an audiophile record label, you know, and studio. And
like Dutch gramophone kind of thing.
Yeah, and they sent me a whole of their CDs when they were kind of saying, will Reg come and record with us? And I listened probably in defective headphones in their ears, but I was going to say eyes, but on my best headphones. And what this one of the records was by David Mannion. I'd never heard of him, and it was on CD, and I listened to the whole CD, and I thought, okay, I was driving. Then I was going off to drive to Wiltshire to see my mum, Hampshire, even. It's just where my mum actually lives.
Okay.
you know that woman that I know quite well and visited about a million times.
Yeah, which driving to Hampshire. Is she in? Yes. Yeah.
Along that long old A303, and I had put it into the car, and it came to this track, Hollywood Town, and I thought, I got to listen to it again and again. And I swear I listened to it over and over again, probably for 3 hours.
Wow.
And there was something about the depth of the darkness in it and the weirdness of the lyrics. I mean, these are lyrics that I could not have written. Probably only he could write about plastic and aluminum in the way that he does. It's like, it's a really dark and beautiful, beautiful song.
I pretend I am not involved. I hide out in my hideout. 100 years since I was born, resting on my mama's knee. Dad was a real hard Navy man, back when love had left Japan. I grew up with tears and fears crashing down on me. Now here we are in Hollywood, saving plastic and aluminum, and walk around the city some like it's all okay. When the night arrives again, I will think of you again, and all the noise we could have made are dancing with the blues, dancing with the blues. Lazy now, I go inside. There ain't nothing there. My auburn hair has grown to gray. My heart, it don't stay scared. I spend a lot of time on outer space to fix the satellites and things. I fell in love with a magic girl. I hope that things get better in this world. Love will make you wanna die. Blues here in
happy land, dancing with the blues. I saw a man, he had a boat. He wasn't a real sailor. He said, maybe someone will buy this boat, this work of oak antique. Then maybe I can pay some rent and buy some groceries and stuff. He never ever sold that boat, just sits and plays guitar. Now here we are in Hollywood, saving plastic and aluminum. Walk around the city some, like it's all okay. And when the night arrives again, I will think of you again. And all the noise we could have made while dancing with the blues. Dancing with the blues.
Hollywood Town with David Munyon. And what an incredible song you brought there, Katie.
Yeah, I melt into it. I melt into the intimacy and the depth of sadness. For some reason, I find it really healing to listen to that extraordinarily sad song. As it goes on, the lyric gets more and more dire, but it's so beautiful. And his voice. And that I don't play any other David Munyon, only that song. I just think, yeah, amazing, amazing. Just, anyway, hello, Hugh.
Morning, Katie. Morning, Peter.
Good morning, Hugh.
Nice to be with you.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome. I couldn't really miss the last one, could I?
The last one. Well, it's not the last one for the listener, because Julie Mullen's taking on the show next week. The full Totnes Breakfast continues. It's just that in a different form. But yeah,
it's kind of in the wrong order, because she's like having breakfast after she's had loads of cake.
That's true. The cake hole show. I don't think she's so impressed by the name. I think the Julie Mullen's cake hole was just an inspired name for a radio program.
Is she allowed to change it though?
Staying with the full Totnes Breakfast, but
okay.
I'm sure she'll there'll be a twist, I'm sure.
Yeah. And will she be doing 2 hours then now, Peter, or just 1 hour?
I don't know. Maybe she'll be doing two hours. Yeah. No, I think it's one. Yeah. I'm pretty sure of that.
Right.
But you brought us a song which you've written us this morning, Hugh.
I have, that's right.
What have you brought in? What have you brought to the table this morning?
Well, I mean, you know, like a lot of the songs that we do on a Friday morning, some feel quite inspired, some feel a bit less inspired. I've not been very well the last couple of weeks, and so Well, it's a kind of tribute, really. Well, it definitely is a tribute. I decided that the news today was that it's the last Peter Shin Tom S. Breakfast Show, so that's what the song's about today.
Oh, bless. Well, I'm moved by that, Hugh. Thank you so much. And that means I can't wait to hear it now. So should we bang straight into it, do you think?
Yeah. Crack on, why not?
Let's do it.
Peter Shear leaving the broadcasting world. Sound Art Radio 1.2 FM, he's nearly left. It's not necessarily in the same league as Sean Keaveney leaving BBC Six, but some of us are dismayed and feeling bereft. Peter, what are we going to do now? What have the few dozen of us been waking for? During these recent times of strife and mess, but to hear the voice of Peter ranting at and occasionally sympathizing with the good folks of Dartington and Totnes. Oh, what are we going to do now? He's going to have a lion, well that's what he told me. Or perhaps he'll do more driving off Bob the Bus. And so we'll have to listen to different voices down the line. Or we could make up a petition and a fuss. Oh, what are we going to do now? Do now, do now. Oh, let's have a percussion break. Hey? Good percussion break, isn't it? Let's demand he stay online at least on a Friday breakfast. He's such a delightful and tender host. We can relax as we spread marmalade and peanut butter on our oat cereals and pour milk upon our toast. So without Peter at the helm, we'll all be slightly lost as we wake up and can't decide what to listen to. We will just have to make up our own news and make up our own songs, just like we all surely used to do. That's what we used to do. Isn't it, Peter? That's right. And now you'll be waking up in the morning and making your own toast and singing your own song and opening your own post. Hey, yeah. Bye-bye, Peter. Have a nice day.
I don't know what to say. I really don't. Thank you, Hugh.
That's wonderful.
What an amazing... way to do the last 10 minutes of the breakfast show. I'm a bit thank you.
Well, you're welcome. It's been very lovely joining you both, and I just heard what Katie was saying about the, you know, that sometimes you hear a song by an artist and you just listen to that one and nothing else quite ever does it for you. So maybe this is going to be the one, you know, in years to come you'll go, oh, I remember Hugh, he wrote me that lovely song, didn't he?
This could be the one.
I've never had a song written for me before, and certainly never one that's quite so awesome. Wow, thank you so much, Hugh. That's really sweet. Very, very sweet indeed. I think we need to get straight into one of Katie's songs, and there was one you particularly wanted to play, wasn't there, Katie?
Oh, I really want to play I Am by Ed Donovan and the Wandering Moles, because he's a fantastic singer-songwriter. He's actually a social worker, and that always comes out in his songs, like his authenticity and his kindness and stuff. But this song is, I think that everybody should try and write a song like this. It's called I Am, and it's a list of what makes him, what's made him himself. It's absolutely beautiful.
I am a child barefoot upon this earth. I am the treasure protected by its curse. I am the river on its journey toward the sea. I am the clue to life's unsolved mysteries. I am the search for that four-leaf clover. I am the breath you held underneath the water. I am the starlight that gathers after dark. I am the swing that sits empty in the park. I am, I am, I am. Oh, yes, I am. Yes, I am. I am the last leaf hanging on the tree. I am the winter waiting for the spring. I am a sacrificial lamb that gets murdered. I am the well where your wishes get herded. I am the wound that never stops bleeding. I am the parasite that never stops feeding. I am the mirror of society. I am but no one. One but me, I am, I am, I am. Oh, yes, I am. Yes, I am. I am the mountains where you venture if you dare. I am the resonance of truth when love is shared. I am the raised hand that swears to God. I am the moment when you realize you're lost. I am the door that opens to the street. I am your neighbor, the one that doesn't speak. I am the fisherman dreaming only of the sea. I am the Jedi Knight's destiny. I am. I am, I am. Oh, yes, I am. Yes, I am. Chin. I am that metronome counting you in. I am the great, the wise and the fool. The melody that sticks the lyric to the tune. I am the tug which pulls along my fishing line. I am my old brown suitcase full of merchandise. I am the toffee apple sitting upon my stick. I am the governess who sings of her favorite things. I am, I am, I am. Oh, yes, I am. Yes, I am. I am the faded knuckle of tattoo. A psychoactive psilocybin mushroom. am the microscopic bacterium, the antibiotic medicine. I am the procrastinator's bone. I am the sign that reads we are closed. I am the elephant in the corner of the room. I am the Maybug that arrives in June. I am, I am, I am. Oh, yes, I am. Yes, I am. I am a robot doing robotic things. I am the biscuit jar, the one you cannot. I am the bubble at the mercy of the child. I am the roadkill where the traffic meets the wild. I am the camera round the tourist's neck. I am the moments you haven't captured yet. I am the gold, frankincense and myrrh. I'm at the window of the gas green Baptist church. I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Wow. What as I was saying, a set of visual images there at the very end. Amazing song.
Yeah, wonderful. Takes you on a real journey with him, doesn't he?
Beautifully chosen. As all the songs you have brought along, Katie, have been beautifully chosen. Katie Whitehouse, you've been an absolute star on the show of a Friday. It's been an absolute joy to have you on the programme at the end of the week. It's always been a Friday feeling, very genuinely. It's been lovely. And also...
Yeah, go on.
Well, I was going to say, Hugh, he's gone off because he needs to sort himself out. He's got to take it easy under his current circumstances, but he'll be back on fire soon because you and he are putting a choir together, aren't you?
We have. We've already recruited 25 enthusiastic singers who are going to be meeting on Wednesday evenings from the 13th of October for 8 weeks. 7 till 9 p.m. at the Methodist Church in Totnes to rehearse a wonderful handful of Sufjan Stevens' Christmas songs for a performance in the Great Hall in December, early December. I think it's the 5th of December. Anyway, we still need tenors and we'd welcome anybody because we're going to sound glorious and celebrate Sufjan's amazing talent and sing together like a wonderful, glorious sound.
Oh, fantastic.
In glorious harmony, yeah.
Well, we're out of time. We've got to go because there's going to be a set of shows following this immediate programme called Futures 2021, and it's six 28-minute programmes going throughout the morning, and they're all from local community radio stations, not local to here, but... community radio stations around the UK. Yeah. So,
Well, Peter, I just want to say thank you for having me every Friday on that Friday feeling.
It's been
on your
Totnes
Breakfast Show. And I'm going to miss doing this with you. And yeah, you're fantastic. And if you come back, brilliant. And if you decide not to, then completely respect that too.
Well,
it's been absolutely wonderful.
Thank you.
So I thought I'd choose Friday I'm in Love by The Cure to just celebrate how much I'm in love with Fridays because of you, Peter. And I'm going to miss this.
Thank you for listening, everybody. And stay tuned for Julie Mullen, who starts on Monday. Bye-bye.
It's Friday.